Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. This is where our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow, and I, we try to match each other's answers. Some days we're super successful. Most weeks we're not.
Not so much. It happens.
But this is a great way to kind of get your brain moving so you can start your day, start your week, you know.
And have some fun.
And have some fun.
And make some fun of us. Right. That's what it's all about, you know.
And it's a holiday for many, so maybe we're going to ease, our minds need a little easing into a week, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so I'll get out of here first. Dan, you answer the questions.
Yep.
And then I'll be back.
We'll see if we match.
All right, Dan. Your first one starts now.
Okay.
The job market is tough out there these days, Dan. Mm. But Freaky Fred, he's such a charmer.
Ooh.
He applies for jobs by sealing his cover letter with a kiss and a blank.
Okay. He seals his cover letter with a kiss and something else that's going to make them want to hire him. He's freaky. I don't know. I don't want to get too specific, but how about some sort of a treat? How about like a box of chocolates? That makes no sense, but we'll just go with that.
A some kiss nice and maybe a chocolate.
Yeah, some right. Nice chocolates.
Okay,
that'll make them hire him.
Well, Dan, get ready. The second one's about you.
Oh God.
Chief meteorologist Dan Zarrow's wife Amy asked him to talk dirty this weekend, so he gave her the hourly dew point. And a warning about blank. I can't wait to hear where you go with this, Dan.
Well, if we're talking about dew point, baby, you know, dew point is a measure of moisture in the atmosphere. So, it must be a warning about moisture. You know, I am supposed to be matching Chris, and I hope she knows that the technical definition of dew point is a measure of humidity.
I can't wait to see how that goes over. Dan, if you get that, lunch is on Boss Sam today. If you guys
okay.
match on that.
All right.
He doesn't
right.
know that, but he promised it. All right. And our third one, our super match. Okay. One word match, Dan. You ready?
Yes.
Morning blank.
I'm just going to go, oh gosh. A couple of answers pop into my head. I'll go with the first one I thought of. How about morning person?
Morning person. Could have kept dew there probably too, right?
Morning glory.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Morning person morning locked person. In.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris. You're coming on back in.
Hey there.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Usually
why do you
we
have a look on your
usually
face?
We do well in round one. Not so confident today.
Or maybe this is the week where you get perfect matches. All right, you ready?
All right, yes, I'm
here
ready.
Here you go, Chris. The job market's tough out there these days.
How tough is it?
But Freaky Fred, he's such a charmer. He applies for his jobs by sealing his cover letter with a kiss and a blank.
Oh, so, okay, so he's freaky. So it should be something freaky that he seals it with. A nude pic?
That would be freaky.
That would be freaky.
Right?
Dan
freaky?
Said
he's freaky.
Chocolates.
Oh, chocolates. How do you seal with chocolates?
I have no idea. Come on.
He was just thinking about how the guy might get a job. That's
oh,
all.
Okay. Yeah. You went yeah. the more. Okay. I
almost
it.
Went like a baked good kind of route, you know?
Yeah, but that, you're sealing an envelope.
I know. You, okay. you seal an envelope with a new.
Right.
Okay. Like a sticker?
Like a sticker.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Second one,
okay.
Chris. I can't wait to see
good
your
luck.
Reaction to this, Chris.
What?
Ready, Chris? Chief meteorologist oh. Dan Zarrow's wife, Amy,
oh.
asked him to talk dirty this weekend.
Oh, no.
So he gave her the hourly dew point and a warning about blank.
Oh, I don't even want to think about Dan talking dirty to his wife. I'm getting an image in my mind here. Okay, hourly dew point is obviously a weather thing. So you're talking weather things. So you would be giving her a warning about, like, what are warnings? Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms? Giving her a thunderstorm
hey,
warning?
Baby, that dew point is spiking into the 60s. We're going to have some serious stormy activity.
Oh, gosh. I don't know these.
There's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere.
Dan said moisture because he wanted to know if you would know what a dew point is.
You don't typically get moisture warnings, though, but you get thunderstorm warnings.
Well,
Ooh.
I... Yes.
You get moisture warnings?
I started spouting off.
Dirty.
Look, I started spouting off the definition of dew point because I started going into this automatic meteorology thing.
Oh, God.
I distracted him accidentally.
I forgot the fact that we're playing a game and I'm supposed to match
yes.
you. I forgot that part. So
your meteorologist
took over.
I think
I need to yeah. teach you what a moisture warning could be in bed later, Chris.
Okay, we have to stop saying the word moist. Or moisture. It's just, ugh.
third and final one is our super match. There's a chance you could get this one, you guys. Super match, single word, Chris. Morning blank.
Oh my God. What are we? We're a morning show.
That's
show?
A good one. Yeah, of course we are.
What did you say?
Of course that's the
that
answer.
Was a good one. It's not what Dan said.
What did you say?
Dan morning. Said person.
Morning person.
Oh, okay. Morning yeah. person. I got that.
When she said, it's what we are, I was like, oh my God, we're morning
we're
people.
We're morning people.
She got it.
Yeah, we're morning show too. Oh,
all right, well, that was terrible. Hopefully you've matched some of our answers because we didn't match each other. All right, so round two is coming up. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. There's a way that banks are trying to kind of lure you back in. Have you ever seen a doggy ATM?
No, but I probably want one.
This sounds so cute. Actually, Joe, there's already one somewhere in Philadelphia.
Okay.
TD Bank has introduced this doggy ATM, and they're starting to put them in everywhere from Maine to Florida. And apparently, the testing one was in Philly back in 2024.
I have no idea.
So they, so it's a little, it looks like an ATM machine, like, you know, that you get cash out of, but it's it spits out treats for your dog.
Really?
How cute is that?
So like you bring your, because you used to bring your dog to the bank and your dog would just go in and the teller might give them a treat.
Well,
I've seen this before.
I was going to say, I've never been to a bank where I've seen people bring their dogs.
I think that's quite common. Or well, it was maybe pre-COVID.
I thought maybe that's another reason they were trying to, another way for them to lure you back in was saying, hey, bring your dog. Your dog to the bank.
Good, but it. And like when you go to the drive thru, they used to give them bones and stuff. Yeah.
That I do know that, you know, like when we were younger and they would put the thing back in the tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go
yeah.
over and everything. There'd be lollipops and dog treats.
Yeah,
I mean, we never had a dog. So we were like, oh, no, thanks. We don't have a dog. Mm-hmm. But there would always be lollipops and dog treats.
Yeah.
So now, so when your dog walks into the bank, did I say TD? TD Bank. There's a little. Like paw-shaped mat that the dog steps on and it spits out treats.
Oh my God. This is a dog's dream, right? Because the dog's so gonna enter and be like, I stand here and treats fly out.
Yes.
Why don't we have this at home, mom or dad?
Absolutely. So yeah, the banks say they wanted to make your visit more enjoyable and engaging for both you and your pet.
I am stealing somebody's dog and I am going to a bank just to experience this myself.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
I love it when we have a first timer to start the week, Chris. It just feels extra special. Good morning, PST. Who's this and where are you from?
This is Jonathan from Marlboro.
Jonathan from Marlboro. You're a first timer, right? First time taking on Chris Rollins?
First time.
All right. We'll see how this goes for you, Jonathan.
Do you know your pop culture stuff? You know, sometimes guys don't. Do you know any pop culture stuff? Or does your wife or girlfriend or whatever?
I know enough, and you know, whatever I don't, my wife probably does, so.
Okay.
Not sure if she's there to help, but we'll see how it goes. All right, Chris, you get on out of here. Bye, Chris.
All right, good luck.
Jonathan, we're going to ask you three questions. Chris will not hear your answers. Are you all set?
Okay. I am ready.
All right, your quiz starts right now. Jonah Hill is showing off a full body transformation this week. Name any Jonah Hill movie.
Superbad.
Do you want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
Question number two, Jonathan. The 49th season of Survivor is back on TV. Who is the host of that longtime show?
It's Jeff Probst.
Want to lock it in?
Lock it in.
And the third and final question, Selena Gomez is a married woman. She currently stars in Only Murderers in the Building alongside Martin Short and Steve Martin. What streaming service does that show air on?
That's on Hulu. I'm going to lock that in.
Can't Beat Chris this morning. You're very fast. Can't Beat Chris this morning. Powered by Al's Airport in Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music 6 nights a week. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays. Happy hour drink specials Monday through Saturday. Online at alsairportin.com. Al's, it's where the locals go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey there.
I had a lot of fun with Jonathan.
Oh, yeah?
He's a fun guy at this time of day.
The boys hanging out.
The boys are hanging out. And I'll tell you what, he might know his pop culture.
Oh, no.
We'll see how you do here, Chris.
I was counting on him not knowing his pop culture.
That's what I figured. All right. Okay. Here we go, Chris. Question number one for you. Jonah Hill is showing off a full body transformation this week. Name any Jonah Hill movie.
Ooh, Jonah Hill was in Knocked Up.
You both got it right. He said Superbad, you said Knocked Up. Both of those are officially correct.
Yeah, Superbad is a good movie, too.
Yeah, Knocked Up is not bad either.
We know our Jonah Hill movies.
They're boy movies, so I felt like I was wondering if there was a chance Chris might not know them.
No,
that's all.
Knocked
they're very boy movies.
Nah, Jonah Hill is very lovable. He is.
He is. All right, question number two, Chris. The 49th season of Survivor is officially back on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is the host of this longtime show?
His name is Jeff Probst.
You both said Jeff Probst, and you're both correct. Yeah. 2-2 going into question number three, Chris.
Ooh.
Third question. Selena Gomez is officially a married woman. She currently stars in the show Only Murderers in the Building alongside Steve Martin and Martin Short. What streaming service does that show air on?
That is on Hulu.
You both said Hulu and you're both correct. Breathe that sigh of relief, Jonathan. You tied Chris with a perfect score today. You physically couldn't have done any better.
I'm trying. I'm glad it was questions I knew.
That was good. For playing along today, you know, technically the victory goes to Chris's streak, but technically for playing along today, you don't even have to give us that phrase of shame.
Yeah, ties go to the house.
Okay, well, you know, at least I don't have to say the phrase of shame.
Yeah. That's what matters. And we got you tickets to go see Doja Cat when she comes to the Xfinity Mobile Arena in South Philly in 2026.
Oh, great. That'd be really cool. Thank you, guys.
Hot off her new album, V, Doja Cat is coming back to Philly in 2026 at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center, November 29th, 2026. Tickets on sale now for everyone else. Ticketmaster.com. But hang on, Jonathan.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, Billie Eilish had kind of a scary moment at a show the other night. She was grabbed by a fan while she was down in Miami. You can see the video. We've got it posted for you on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. So did Charlie XCX get back at Taylor Swift for her Life of a Showgirl diss track? So she had a cameo on SNL over the weekend. Role Model performed his hit, Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. And like mid-performance, Charlie was introduced as his Sally. Well, she comes out on stage wearing a leather skirt. She's got sunglasses on and a T-shirt that everybody noticed that read, Max's Kansas City. Well, obviously, you know, Taylor's fiance, Travis Kelce, plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, so everybody's buzzing about whether that was a little revenge for, you know, actually romantic. Interesting. So Good Morning America was teasing that they had a Taylor announcement this morning, sometime between 7 and 9. We really don't know what it is. We were guessing maybe a tour for Life of a Showgirl, maybe Life of a Showgirl movie coming to Disney Plus. But there's a special report on right now. President Trump is speaking after the Israeli hostages have been announced. So I'm guessing that's pushed back or maybe rescheduled. We still don't know, but we'll keep you posted. Obviously, more important things going on. We'll keep you posted as the morning goes on. So Katy Perry, Justin Trudeau seen packing on the PDA again on a yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend, hugging and cuddling. He was touching her butt. Now, remember, they were together back in July. They were spotted up in Montreal. You remember that? But things kind of cooled off when his picture started, you know, the paparazzi started getting at him and posted all the pictures and everything. So he kind of disappeared. But now it seems like either they're back on or they've been on the whole time and just hiding it. And all sad, Diane Keaton passed away over the weekend. Legendary actress and director, Oscar winner, Emmy winner, Golden Globe winner. Remember, she was in the Father of the Bride movies, the First Wives Club. She was Dory's mom, Jenny, in Finding Dory, and even made an appearance in Justin Bieber's music video for Ghost. There's the scoop. Did you see the TikToker in New York that is saying we should all be done with congratulating our friends on Instagram stories?
Oh my God, please. Yes, this is my person.
This is terrible. So she says, you know, the congrats, you're engaged, the congrats on your wedding, the, I don't know, whatever it is, congrats, you had a kid. She said it's become a part-time job if you're in your 20s because everybody's got these major milestones going on, right, Joe?
Yeah.
And she says once you do it for one person, like one friend, you got to do it for everybody. And suddenly your feed is just like this parade of identical, you know, FaceTime screenshots and ring pictures and stuff like that. So she's opting out. She says she's done and we all need to be done. And that's it.
She's got a point because we're building a culture that expects it then. Well, and so once you do it once, you do have to do it all the time. She's got a point with that.
Okay, so how about we build a culture of being kind and congratulating our friends on major moments?
You're the first one to tell me all the time, I'm busy, I don't have time, I can't
do
this.
And you know what? I always have time for a 2-second congratulations or a yay.
you'd have more time in your day if you weren't sending. You don't have to be everyone's favorite friend.
It's that. That's not anything about being a favorite friend. It's about being kind. And let me tell you, this world right now needs a little more kindness.
If I'm close enough with the person for whatever it is, engagements, birthdays, kids being born, buying a house, whatever the congratulations, happy messages.
I'm happy for people.
I've already texted them. I do not, and that's maybe 10 people in my life. Beyond that, I do not need to reply. If I wasn't FaceTimed the day of the engagement, I don't need to like the post on Instagram the day that it happened. Maybe I'll tap a heart, maybe, but I am not taking the time to type, congratulations.
I think we all need to be happy for each other.
Sure.
And enjoy life and enjoy the minor moments that are major moments to some. And why not? Like, everything is so miserable and everybody doesn't talk to each other anymore. Yeah. They text and everything. So let's be happy for each other.
Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah.
When you send one of these, let's say someone got engaged today, you go home, you see it on Instagram, you send a congratulations message. You see they saw it, but they didn't say thank you. Are you butthurt about that? I think you are.
I guess, but you are. Who would not say thank you to that?
It's just too much. Oh my God, because now their inbox is 150. This is my point, it's a lot of effort.
Everything is too much for you. Good God.
I barely do post to Instagram. You know that for that reason, because it is,
you're a guy. Guys are a little different.
But as a gay guy, I feel like my culture is a little more on the, but like, I just can't be bothered. If I had a big life milestone, it would not be, I would not expect you to congratulate me.
You'd be the first one to get butthurt if somebody didn't say something about your major milestone.
Actually, you'd be surprised.
All right, so the phones are open, 609-243-9778. Are you for congratulating all your friends on Insta stories or against it? 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're talking about whether or not you should congratulate friends when things happen in their lives, like good things, like engagements and babies and things like that.
Too much work.
This TikToker says she's done with it. She says that it happens too much.
She called it a full-time job in her 20s.
Who cares? I don't know. Let's go to the phones. We've got Danielle in Hamilton on the line. Danielle, what do you think?
What is wrong with everyone? I wish everyone congratulations on everything. Like, why not? Let's be kind. What if something big happened in the world and no one said anything? Come on, be a good person.
That's what I'm talking about.
Danielle.
It doesn't take long.
I could be a good person from the sidelines and go, oh, that's nice. They got engaged and click on to the next story.
Validate somebody. I don't know. We should be patting each other on the back. We really should be.
Guys are with me, though.
Let's see what Kevin says. Kevin's in Newtown. Kevin, what do you think?
I know I'm not always the best at this. Girls are better. I don't mind saying congratulations to people, but it's usually in person the next time I see them. I like the post. Because they remind me to hit up my friend.
The post is like the reminder to say it face to face.
It's serving as a reminder. But at least he's still doing it.
I'll do it if I see you. I'm not going out of my way.
Well, she was saying that there's no congratulations necessary at all, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Oh, come on.
Too much effort. I mean, time is time.
Maybe you should put effort into your friends and your family and things like that instead of other things that don't need effort.
But if they're truly my friends and family, they already are getting a congratulations from me without it being on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's a whole separate subculture of this where it's your best friend, your friend Lisa, right? She does something. She posts something. I don't know if she does, but she does. And then you text her congratulations.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you still have to like and congratulate her on the post?
You know, you bring up an interesting point because I talk to her every day.
I love your friend, Lisa.
In person. We have a special group chat, you know, all this stuff. But I will comment on the post, but I'll do it in a way, and this is very purposeful. I'll do it in a way that makes it seem like I'm in the know already.
Oh, she is this person.
You know what I'm saying?
Chris has to be in the know, God forbid.
Like, people are gushing about things that she posts and things, and I'll just put like a red heart.
Oh, that's so it. You know.
Like, I already know, but I'm going to acknowledge anyway.
World is getting to see this finally.
Exactly. Or like, finally, it's Facebook official or something like that. But I will put the comment. I do.
Even though you've already verbally said to her, absolutely, I love you, congratulations.
Absolutely.
That's exhausting.
It is not exhausting. It takes 2 seconds.
We'll never see eye to eye on this.
There's a way that banks are trying to kind of lure you back in. Have you ever seen a doggy ATM?
No, but I probably want one.
This sounds so cute. Actually, Joe, there's already one somewhere in Philadelphia.
Okay.
TD Bank has introduced this doggy ATM, and they're starting to put them in everywhere from Maine to Florida. And apparently, the testing one was in Philly back in 2024.
I have no idea.
So they, it looks like an ATM machine, like, you know, that you get cash out of, but it's it spits out treats for your dog.
Really?
How cute is that?
So, like, you bring your... because you used to bring your dog to the bank, and your dog would just go in, and the teller might give them a treat.
Well,
I've seen this before.
I was going to say, I've never been to a bank where I've seen people bring their dogs.
I think that's quite common. Or it was maybe pre-COVID.
I thought maybe that's another reason they were trying to... another way for them to lure you back in was saying, hey, bring your dog. Your dog to the bank.
Good, but like when you go to the drive-thru, they used to give them bones and stuff. Yeah.
That I do know. That, you know, like when we were younger and they would put the thing back in the tube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go over and everything. There'd be lollipops and dog treats.
Yeah,
I mean, we never had a dog. So we were like, oh, no, thanks. We don't have a dog. Mm-hmm. But there would always be lollipops and dog treats.
Yeah.
So now, so when your dog walks into the bank, did I say TD? TD Bank. There's a little... like paw-shaped mat that the dog steps on and it spits out treats.
Oh my God. This is a dog's dream, right? Because the dog's going to enter and be like, I stand here and treats fly out.
Yes.
Why don't we have this at home, mom or dad?
Absolutely. So yeah, the banks say they wanted to make your visit more enjoyable and engaging for both you and your pet.
I am stealing somebody's dog and I am going to a bank just to experience this myself.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Man, the big announcements from Taylor Swift just keep on coming. So this morning she announced through Good Morning America that the Eras Tour final show and a docuseries, a 6-episode docuseries, is coming to Disney Plus. Yeah, it's going to start streaming December 12th. And the docuseries is called End of an Era. And you're going to see like behind the scenes stuff, which I love all that stuff. So I will definitely be watching. So did Charlie XCX, everybody's buzzing about this morning. Did Charlie XCX get back at Taylor for her, you know, Life of a Showgirl diss track? So she had a cameo on SNL over the weekend. Role Model performed his hit, Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. And like mid-performance, Charlie was introduced as his, you know, Sally. So she comes out on stage wearing a leather miniskirt, sunglasses, and a t-shirt that read Max's Kansas City. Well, okay, where does Travis play? Kansas City, right? For the Chiefs. So everybody's buzzing about whether or not that was a little revenge for Taylor's, you know, diss track, Actually Romantic, because that's about how Charlie XCX hates Taylor. I know, you can see it. You can see the shirt, see what you think. We got a little poll going on the PST Instagram page right now. It's on the story, so check it out. So Billie Eilish had a pretty scary moment at her show the other night. She was grabbed by a fan and kind of dragged down in Miami. You could see her security guards, like, you know, go into action. That's also up on the 94.5 PST Instagram story. And what's up? Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are back on again. Or maybe they were never off. They just kind of hit it really well. Because they were seen packing on the PDA on a yacht off the coast of Santa Barbara over the weekend. He was grabbing her butt. They were hugging. They were cuddling. Now remember, they were together back in July up in Montreal. They were spotted. But then it seemed to kind of cool off because we heard he didn't like his picture, you know, being taken by the paparazzi all the time. So I don't know really what's up, but they were back together over the weekend. All right, there's the scoop. Was that guy at the grocery store over the weekend? It's Chris and Joe. We're Chris and the Crew.
I was not that bad. I think even you would have done this. And this is the first time I was ever that guy.
I would expect me to do it, but never you. Because when I do these things, you make fun of me.
This is the first time in my life I've ever asked for a price adjustment in a grocery store. Ever.
How long was the line?
Ever. Well, no, there was no line. But so I was in self-checkout and something came up the wrong price. And there's one attendant, I guess, if you will, walking around and assisting all the customers. And those things, they have all the issues, the bag issue, the issue, that. So the guy next to me had a real issue with like something ringing wrong or whatever.
How do I use a coupon?
So yeah. The girl was really busy helping him. I'm standing at mine. Now a line is building. And I'm like, oh my God. But I think I was justified because my Pop-Tarts, which I only bought because there was a big sale sign on the Pop-Tarts, and they said the sign said they were $1.77 each, so I bought two boxes. They rang up each at $4.
Oh, that's a big difference, actually.
So we're talking a decent amount of money here.
Wait a minute, were you reading the sign correctly?
No, so then I opened my app, I pressed the little help button on the thing, And the girl's like busy. She had to go to the frozen food section to help this guy next to me and stuff. So I knew it was going to be a hot second. So on that time, I opened the grocery store app on my phone and they showed us $1.77 and I matched it to the screen and stuff. So she came over. Finally, it had been at least 10 minutes had passed. It felt like an eternity because I feel like such a stress. And I'm like, at this point, if I could just cancel them, I would take them off and just leave. I wouldn't buy them. I would just take them off, leave them behind. I'm stressing. She finally comes over and she just presses one button to advance.
And that was it?
And that was it. All I hadn't done was I hadn't gone to the final checkout. It was one of those sales that comes off at the final screen.
I gotcha.
And I was like, well, if I knew that, I wouldn't have embarrassed myself.
Don't you feel like when you're asking for help like that and you know that you're kind of taking up time and people are waiting behind you, don't you always feel like you have to explain yourself?
Oh my God. I wanted to turn around to everyone in that self-checkout line and be like, I am not an idiot. I am not. But it kind of felt like my first time.
But it's a lot of money that I'd be saving. Look, it's $1. I would be explaining the entire transaction.
And I wasn't going to, the thing was I wasn't going to buy these Pop-Tarts without them being on sale.
I think you were justified.
But I was mortified that I didn't know how to use self-checkout clearly. But it was weird. I didn't understand why the sale price came out when I went to the final screen.
Sometimes it does that. Certain stores, you'll see it at the end.
Oh,
but
annoying.
They should do it at the beginning so you know what you're getting.
Yeah.